The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of Communication Studies, it's Professor Jason Roach.
I am very happy to be here.
Excellent. What happened to you from last week to this week?
I traveled back to my country of Zamunda.
Oh my.
Not Zamunda again.
It's turning into an Adam Sandler / Ben Stiller
movie. Eddie Murphy.
I like the Austrian way better.
Yeah. To his right, furiously filling out the show coordination sheet, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
We're glad to have you, Dave. How are things down at the College for Creative Studies?
So far, so good. You know, no casualties yet, you know. Oh, and the incinerator isn't even kicking up fumes anymore.
Oh,
so
good.
Ooh, that's thankful. Very good.
And exactly. No more fishy fumes.
Oh, good.
Mm.
That's,
I'm sure all of downtown is grateful.
Oh, you can smell my cat's breath when they yawn if you want fishy fumes.
Oh. Now, do you remember last year coming like, all of downtown smells like salmon or something like that? I was like, oh, found out it's the incinerator.
Well, I'm glad they turned it off.
Oh, for now.
How are the fish getting in there to be incinerated?
I don't think it's fish.
Oh.
Something else that smells like salmon when it's incinerated?
Yeah.
Yeah, Professor Jim Tubbs, I was just going to ask you if you could theorize what might
I would rather
burn
not.
That, but not much more to
I do not want to know what smells like burnt salmon.
Yes, it's going in a Fight Club direction, and I think we can kind of save ourselves.
I just rewatched that recently.
Wonderful movie. Wonderful movie. One of my favorites of all time. Hands down.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, Beth doesn't disagree.
Well,
I mean, the norms of masculinity are really stupid.
That is true.
If that's what it shows, then...
I think that's one of the things that it shows.
Okay.
Perhaps we'll have to talk about
that. Your measure as a man is your ability to inflict harm on other people?
No, no. That's not the way that I saw it, but maybe now's not the time.
Okay.
Come on, what do you think? I have to show my students every year we cover esterification reactions, and I'm like, stick out your hand. What are we doing tonight? This is a chemical burn. That's what I show them.
Oh, right,
like,
yeah.
What do you want, the
scene.
Acid to neutralize it or the water to make it worse? There's enough chemistry in there, too. That's where I was going with the fish smell. He's using human fat to make soap and selling it back to the people. It's so gross. Yes, Professor Dan Maggio is
Let's get into the ethics of that, shall we?
Yeah.
So
I don't think Dan's ever seen.
Dinner.
I don't think Dan's ever seen Fight Club.
No, let's talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you have. Well, that is the first rule. So,
yeah,
and
that is
it's
the first rule.
Well, okay.
That's
they turn out to be the same guy.
I didn't care for it.
It's one okay.
Of, it's one of those movies at the end. I'm like, yeah, I just didn't get it.
That guy is
Ed Norton. What's his Edward Norton? He's a little creepy.
Yeah.
He's always a good actor.
Right.
Yeah.
He's
going to be
yeah.
creepy.
It's and it's a great creepy. Acting job by him. For
and
sure.
And Brad Pitt, frankly.
Yeah.
I think
that's
so
true.
Too. But now that we know Beth's opinion on that.
Well, no, I just, you know. It's. I think it's a great sort of illustration of, you know, norms of gender socialization.
Mm-hmm. I think that's appropriate.
She looked very positive until you said it was one of your favorite films.
That actually kind of surprised me.
I don't know. There's just something about
You're
it.
You're like the least angry, violent person I've ever met.
Really? Wow. I don't know whether I should be happy or sad.
When you actually got impassioned at the MFA meeting, people were literally like looking around like, this is Matt?
Who's
Matt
that
never
guy?
Get... Yeah.
Oh, I wish I didn't come to that meeting.
Oh my gosh. The weirdest thing of all is I didn't recognize Vladek Fuchs from architecture when he made his statement, which essentially had counterpointed something I had just said. And his son is in my research group and very close to all the studies that we do in chemistry. And I'm like, who was that guy? And VTech told me, that's my dad. I don't know who it was. I've never met Vladek before. Oh, what a weird world. But I'll tell you what, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything weird. If you stump the panel, you can win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways, although I might mention all internet-based. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on Facebook. When we last left our heroes, we were gunning down a bunch of questions from Amy Dixon of Port Angeles, Washington.
Is this what happens when Fight Clubs gets mentioned? You talk
yeah.
about gunning down.
Everything starts going into the, you know,
the
Sarah
metaphors
Palin
just
gun
start
metaphors.
Flowing.
Yes. Well, there was a really great bit the other night on Conan O'Brien because they were mentioning how the first American evolved Ebola case is in Texas right now. And he says, "Don't worry," you know, during his monologue. Our Texan scientists are taking care of this the only way they know how. So he cuts to a bit with five or six guys, of course they're all men, wearing white lab coats and 10-gallon hats, and they're shooting beakers. It's like, that's the way we're going to take care of Ebola. Very horrifying, actually, but very, very funny. Which actor has portrayed Batman the most times? And I want to make sure everybody understands this. This would be television, movies, and video games.
Kevin Conroy, yes.
The voice from the animated
features. How many years? Yeah.
And he has a wonderful, wonderful voice for playing Batman Bruce Wayne. What invention was nicknamed a noisy serpent in 1902?
What invention?
Was nicknamed a noisy serpent in 1902.
Oh, vacuum cleaner?
A vacuum cleaner, yes.
The hose.
Yes, back when we called things like that. Shush, you noisy serpent.
Quick, call stop cleaning my home. Wire.
What is the largest wild animal in the UK?
The largest wild
Camilla.
Animal.
Camilla.
You mean that naturally lives there? It's probably some kind of horse.
Wild it is horses. Not a horse. It's not a horse, but it is a quadruped.
I don't think they have.
Is it a buffalo?
I'm guessing from the way it's nomenclatured. No, it's not a cow. That it's like a protected thing. That it's a symbol of the kingdom, and so that's why.
A lion?
It's not.
It's a symbol of the kingdom,
right? But this is something that's like
a corollary.
Symbol.
A dragon.
A dragon.
The Loch Ness monster.
A leprechaun.
It says here it's the Exmoor emperor stag. I'm assuming that's a species of deer.
It's a deer.
Maybe that's the one that Helen Mirren stared down in the movie version of the Queen.
The name parties after it.
But it was actually Diana, of course.
You mean the deer?
It was a manifestation.
Oh, I see.
Right,
I
see. For people that read way too much into movies.
What is the national flower of Greenland? Remembering the old fourth grader geography adage, there is far more ice in Greenland than you think and far more green in Iceland than you think.
Okay, so what was the original question?
What is the national flower of Greenland?
A snow flower.
Bird's eye peas.
Snow flower. You're in the wheelhouse.
Oh.
Very droopy trees, at least in the States.
Willows?
It's an herb named after that. The willow herb is what
Tarlic.
It says here.
Oh,
yeah. So that's
basically wrong herb. I'm sorry.
Very sad.
So I read way too much in the movies. Is that what you were saying?
No.
Just imply.
You don't have to interpret everything.
I don't.
Here's in there.
Yeah, it was just about a Fight Club. Okay. Nothing more, nothing less. What is the more common name of Saint Sylvester's Day? Saint Sylvester's Day. I used to know this.
It's not.
I could have asked you the same thing because I can tell you the date of St. Sylvester's Day is also a holiday.
The 4th of July.
It's not the 4th of July.
Bastille Day.
It's not Bastille Day.
It's not.
It's one that technically the entire world celebrates. It makes it kind of unique.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve is St. Sylvester's Day. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. New Year's Eve. Not St. Swithin's Day, at least not yet. Elvis Presley collected statues of this woman in particular, a woman from history. Who was she?
Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc is the answer, absolutely. What is the longest European river that drains into the Atlantic? I'm looking up at... Oh, yeah, it's the United States. Can't look at that.
The Rhine?
Yeah, I was going to say the Rhine.
It says it starts with the letter T.
Not the Thames.
The Tiber.
The Tiber. We're hitting all the T rivers in Europe, except for this one. Starts with a T, ends with an S.
Tiberias?
Yeah.
Tigris.
Nope.
It's in Italy somewhere.
I'm not sure.
Oh.
It says it's the Tagus. T-A-G-U-S.
Okay.
Tagus.
Tagus.
I'm taking that one away. What is the national currency of Austria?
Mark, the euro,
the mark, isn't the Deutschmark.
It's not what it says here.
It's not the euro?
It's not the euro.
It's the last name of a very famous pitcher who used to be paired with Randy Johnson on the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Well, that's about an obtuse of a clue.
Nope. Starts with an S.
Schilling.
Schilling, as in Kurt Schilling.
Oh, Kurt Schilling.
Yeah. Schilling.
Schilling. It's S-C-H instead of S-H. Yeah. To show that it's a little more on the eastern side. In the Bible, who is the sister of Moses and Aaron?
Miriam.
Miriam. Yes, absolutely. What famous architectural icon would one find in California's Mount Lee? What famous architectural icon would one find in California's Mount Lee?
Like the Golden Gate Bridge?
No.
The Hollywood sign.
It's the Hollywood sign, yeah. Oh, wow. Mount Lee is on... Yeah,
it is famous.
I would call it an
architectural icon, yeah. Actually, but
it's
okay.
It's a sign.
How about advertising icon?
Yes.
Because it was Hollywood Land before.
Hollywood Land for a long time.
Real estate. Yeah.
That was an interesting movie.
That's right. Huh. What fictional character has the blood type T negative?
Spock.
Yeah, it's Mr. Spock from Star Trek.
It's just merely logical.
Yes, it is.
Some other letter of the alphabet. T negative.
But he is half human.
He is half human. That's true. That's probably why it was T and not Q or something.
I was thinking that's why it was negative.
That's right.
Two positives.
What's unique about the Pitohi birds of New Guinea?
They can't fly.
They're delicious.
No? That's not unique at all.
They don't taste like chicken.
They don't have beaks.
They don't have
wings. No, they have beaks.
They're pre-cooked.
There's something that the beaks can do that makes them pretty unique. P-I-T-O-H-U-I. Pitohi birds of New Guinea?
Pit of cherry.
They can kill things.
They can do simple interest. No.
Do they spit toxic venom?
They are actually poisonous. They're the only birds
that are
poisonous. Ooh. Yes. Mm. Isn't that incredible? I want to see a Pitohi bird.
Hmm.
Professor Maggio is going to run to the store and get us one so we can do some research.
Oh, don't wait too long.
Okay, we won't.
He's going to stare down a Pitohi bird.
That's right.
Maurice Guerin was the first winner of this famous race.
Indy 500.
Nope. Although that's a good first guess.
Monte Carlo.
Not the Monte Carlo.
Cycling.
Tour de France.
Yes. What race was it? It was the Tour de France. Thanks again, Amy. Those were great questions.
Mm-hmm. Those were really good.
All over the joint.
Poisonous birds we learned about.
Mm-hmm. So. We haven't had poisonous birds before.
Yeah.
Were they like the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, the ones with the big fans that spit the goo
yeah.
at you?
Everything. Yeah, those
things
scary.
Were really cool. Not as cool as when the lawyer gets chomped by the T-Rex.
Oh, yeah,
that's awesome.
That's the best part. I have a set of questions here from someone who wished to remain anonymous, so we're going to nickname them...
Anonymous.
Yes.
Are they from Anonymous?
Is it Al-Anon?
Is it Al Anonymous? No, we're going to say these questions are from a Sam Hain and see how these questions are.
Sam
Hain. Are they about Halloween? Yeah.
They're about actually autumn.
Uh-huh.
About
autumnal questions.
Yes. The first day of fall is called what?
Something equinox, vernal.
It's not vernal.
Autumnal equinox.
It's the autumnal equinox. Yes, we have an equal amount of light.
Usually like
and
September
not light.
21st or
around
something,
September
right?
21st, exactly. That was feeding right into the next question, which is how long does autumn last in the northern hemisphere?
Not long enough.
3 months.
Yeah.
September, I'm really hoping. Yeah, from 21 September to
21 December.
21 of December. Yes, exactly. How do you know when the harvest moon is going to appear?
Well, it's full.
That is true.
Right.
It's the first full moon after September 1st.
It's the first full moon, it says here, which is right after the equinox, actually. Okay.
Yeah,
so
right
it has to occur
right
during fall.
The 21st.
Yep. But it is a spooky butt moon. That's all I know. If you're not ready for that, and it's just behind a building, and it fills the whole sky...
I mean,
if it was 3,000 years ago, I would have freaked out, too. That's all I got to say. I think God
yeah, they didn't
be
have
mad
buildings
at us.
Back then.
Seriously. Look at that big tree.
What is that creature spreading its neck in front of the building?
In front of the poisonous bird.
So in Latin, sept is a prefix that means seven. If September means seventh month, why is it the ninth month of the year?
The Gregorian calendar.
Julian
because
calendar?
It's actually Julian-based, but
okay.
Why?
August, doesn't that mean
they had
too?
To add in
Augustus?
A couple in the summer, didn't
same
they?
Exact.
They did.
Augustus and Julius for July and August.
For July
they
and
were
August.
The first Borg?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, because the emperors demanded that there be months named after them.
And everything must be assimilated.
Of course, in the French Revolution, they just named them by how hot they were.
Yeah, that's also true.
Did
that's
you ever
right.
see the movie The Dictator?
Sacha Baron Cohen, yeah.
He named everything after himself, too, in that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Like George Foreman.
Yeah.
George, little George II, George the third, George the fourth.
I don't even think he gave him numbers. I think they're just George.
Mm.
In conjunction with, because I believe July and August are the most salient examples, Julius Caesar created the Julian calendar and changed the first month to January because it would have been named after Janus, who was the god of beginnings and doorways and
He's
things like that.
He's from the clan
that.
Julii.
Mm-hmm, exactly. What three zodiac signs occur during fall?
Scorpio, Libra.
And?
The
last one.
No. Capricorn.
No, that's...
It's another S one. First Libra.
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
Yes, Sagittarius. That's right. That's November, December. Mm-hmm. What New York Yankee baseball outfielder who played 12 times in the World Series was born on October 21st, 1931? That's a good piece of trivia. My son was born on October 21st, too, so I'll tell him.
Say Reggie
Joe DiMaggio?
Jackson,
but...
Wasn't Joe DiMaggio.
Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle, yep. You got only a couple choices there. So.
Which son?
Joe was born. My oldest was born on October 21st. He turns 11 in a couple weeks.
So is he excited about his birthday?
He's very excited. I also let him know a little bit of geek trivia that I think is going to give him some cred when the time comes. That this has been fabricated many times thanks to the internet. But the actual day that Marty McFly goes to the future in Back to the Future 2 is October 21st, 2017, which of course will be his birthday. Mm. And that will be the time when we can actually celebrate Marty McFly going into the future. It's been changed on the internet a few times. Did you know today was the day that he went to the future? Not really. It's still a couple years away. Which iconic symbol of the Cold War came down 10 of November 1989.
The statue of Stalin, Lenin, one of those guys?
Nope.
Oh.
November 10th, 1989.
Oh, the Berlin Wall. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I remember watching
that happen in the fall.
Die Mauer muss weg. Yes.
And I just started graduate school and I was taking social and political philosophy and our professor brought in sparkling cider so we could. I mean, I just remember just
big deal.
Watching
cider.
With my mouth hanging open like, yep. I can't believe this is happening. And
yep.
It was cool. It was awesome.
Yep. It was.
St. Francis of Assisi is the patron saint of animals and the environment. And on his feast day, the blessing of animals is often held. What is the feast day of St. Francis?
October 4th.
October 4th is correct.
Yeah, in the Episcopal tradition, too, Anglican Church, they do a blessing of the hounds.
Exactly.
And you can bring other animals also.
Yep, he had a lot of animals around him.
Release the hounds.
Which U.S. president changed the celebration of Columbus Day from October 12th, fixed, to second Monday of October, not so much fixed?
I don't know. Somebody that wanted us to have a long weekend.
Yep.
The
Jimmy
person
Carter? Who was in charge of the Uniform Federal Holiday Act. Not Carter, but a little bit before.
LBJ?
I'm sorry, I heard Eisenhower, but it wasn't.
LBJ?
It wasn't LBJ.
Nixon.
It was Nixon. It was Richard Nixon.
Wow.
Yep.
Hmm.
Every month has one
again.
Long weekend, Monday or Friday off, so the feds can have their fun.
Good. Well, we can too.
Yeah, well,
I mean, when we get them.
Yeah. You're right.
Exactly. What does Indian summer refer to?
An extended warm period after
the first frost.
Yes, after the first frost. Exactly. Apparently, the national day for this wonderful picnic food is actually on the 2nd of November. Did you ever have anybody use paprika to make you... Deviled eggs, yes. Deviled egg day is November 2nd.
Shouldn't that
be a summer thing?
Yeah.
Seriously. I love deviled eggs, by the way.
Oh, I do too.
Baby, bring those in, man. Let me tell you. October 5th, 1962, another fall event. The very first James Bond movie was released, which was...
From Russia with Love.
Nope.
Dr. No.
Yeah, that was...
Dr. No. October 5th, 1962.
And then Goldfinger was third.
So I think we already heard about one national holiday that is federal holiday for the fall, Columbus Day. What are the other federal holidays during the fall season? There are four total. Veterans Day, and
Flag,
technically... The feds are off on
Constitution Day.
Not Constitution Day.
Election Day.
Election Day.
Oh, okay.
Even though it's not a true national holiday.
Which it should be
if
you want to actually
get people
to vote.
Yeah.
But
really.
We have no interest in making voting easy.
No, not at all.
You got to make it harder so fewer people will do it.
Just remembering a classic Onion headlines like, feds reply, : hidden polls, not such a good idea. Oh, my gosh. So the first comic strip written by Charles Schulz was published 2 October 1950. What was the name of that strip?
Little Folks?
Not Little Folks. It was actually the first time we heard from...
Snoopy.
Which was?
Peanuts.
Peanuts. Peanuts, oh, yes. Okay. 2nd of October 1950.
Wow, I didn't realize it went back that far.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't love the dance he does in
the
Christmas
show. They say he's one of the most well-written, you know, as far as the amount of words, actually, produced. Think about, you know, how many years he's done that. He drew every one of them
by hand.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I have dog germs.
I have dog breath. Researchers have found people born in the fall months have the highest chance of what in their lifetimes?
Getting into a good college?
Nope.
But dying of a heart attack.
Actually, I'm going to go to the exact opposite of dying of living a heart attack. Living to 100 or more.
Ooh.
You have to be born in the fall on average. Huh? Pretty interesting. Can you give a ballpark for...
Comerica.
Good call.
Fenway.
Can you give a ballpark for when Nielsen television sweeps happen during the fall?
November.
They're in November primarily, but usually they start when?
After Thanksgiving?
Nope.
November 1st.
It's actually the week before the start of November. It's the last week of October, and then all the way to right before Thanksgiving is sweeps.
Yeah, I had to do that one time.
I thought it was all November.
To fill out a little chart.
A little diary.
May. November and February, May. Yep, that's
right. And then not September.
Mm-hmm. Another very important fall event, 15 December 1791. A hallmark in the definition of our country. What was ratified?
Ratification of the Bill of Rights.
Bill of Rights. Oh, yes. Another great fall event. According to a national survey, this is one of my favorite statistics of all time. According to a national survey done by Social Security, so we're talking about Americans here.
Oh,
okay. What is the most common date to be born in the history of the United States of America?
What? Is this a statistical
anomaly? October the 3rd?
It's a statistical anomaly. October. It's October 5th is what day it is. More people are born on October 5th than any other
Let's
day.
See, which
That's
nine
so
after,
weird.
No, no. It's like New Year's. Do you figure somebody get lucky around New Year's? I don't know. Or
yeah, I think that's appropriate. I mean, it's thereabouts.
Well, I'm not saying nothing. I was technically conceived on Halloween. I'm not sure if I was trick or treat. So.
Oh, my.
We know.
Celebrated on the third Saturday of October. Not many people outside of Metro Detroit know about this day.
Devil's Night.
A time to remind people with small, thoughtful gestures can enrich our lives, but sadly is sort of turned into a fall version of Valentine's Day.
Sweetest day.
Sweetest
day. Yeah, I never heard of that until I moved here.
Same here.
Sweetest day.
I had a professor.
I had no idea what it was.
One of my professors in grad school grew up in the Detroit area, like 11 Mile and Losser, and until he was in his 20s, he thought Devil's Night was a like national holiday.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I never heard the word embiggens until I moved to Springfield.
I know. You know, it's a perfectly cromulent word. Okay, last question about things that happen in the autumn. And when is the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting ceremony usually held?
December 1st.
No, not December 1st.
Before Thanksgiving?
It's the week after Thanksgiving in general. So, well done.
I was close enough.
I think Sam is pretty pleased with how you handled those questions about the autumn. We have another set of questions here. Awesome. They're printed on different colored paper.
Ooh.
Swanky.
Does that make them harder?
We're about to find out.
What shade of paper?
What would you say?
Beige.
Ecru.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Awesome. Working like
Jim and I agree. So.
Awesome.
You want the Pantone color?
Oh. Profs, it's been several months since I've sat with tablet and finger and come up with some questions that I thought were worthy of inclusion in your show. That's so great.
Tablet.
Life and work get in the way sometimes, so apologies for listening to a summer's worth of shows and not contributing sooner. I did manage to come up with 20 questions on
not
all sorts of topics.
Not finger, Beth.
And I hope we'll challenge the professors in their, as their knowledge is widespread. I've asked for 80% passing. I've gotten smoked like salmon, so 90% was lambasted. I'm asking for 95% in order to pass.
Oh, that's crazy. 95%.
Hey, that's my minimum A in my classes.
No,
95%
pass.
This is hardcore.
This is not A.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
It might be my only chance of ever stumping the learned panel, but seriously, though.
Learned.
It's my contribution to a show that entertains as well as informs. Thanks again for all the hard work, if you call it that, that you do. Enjoy, Bev Hollis of Redmond, Washington.
Good.
Thank you for sending those in again, Bev. Let's see what we can do with these. These are going to be rough, but I think we can do it.
Representing the other side of Lake Washington.
That's right. What type of wood is Harry Potter's magic wand made out of? Very specific in the series. Ends up being the linchpin of the entire final chapter.
Okay, the interior is phoenix.
Phoenix feather. That's right.
Is it
maple? What is it made out of?
Plywood.
No, it's not maple.
Particle board.
No.
Oak. Cherry? It's something fairly springy.
It's one of the two things that when both are full grown, of all the things in the wood, the blank wears the crown.
Holly?
The holly.
The holly, yes. Yeah. As in the holly and the ivy.
I should
Christmas
known.
Carol.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which planet has a moon named Larissa?
Mars.
It's not Uranus. Mars. It's not Uranus.
Oh.
Venus.
It's not Pluto. Venus.
Wait, Pluto.
It's not Pluto.
Mercury. Earth.
You've named every planet in the solar system, including one that's not a planet, except for Neptune.
Oh. We forgot Neptune.
We circled around. Oh,
you actually jumped all around the entire solar system.
Alpha Centauri. Oh, no, wait, that's not.
Oh, my gosh. That is very, very funny. Mm. In Britain, what is the difference between a hamlet and a village? If I didn't have my historian wife, I would never know how to answer this question, but there is a difference.
A village, a village has to have a village council or something, doesn't it?
It has to have something, but a hamlet doesn't have this. Not a mayor.
A church.
A church, yes. Oh. It's a church. Absolutely. A hamlet's like just a bunch of shacks, apparently. Village is for real. Hillary Clinton didn't call it, it takes a hamlet. You need a church to start with, right? What's the highest absolute value on the Richter scale?
10.
It's not 10. It's a little higher.
Ours goes to 11.
Please go up to 11.
It's 12. Okay. You're in the ballpark.
Just listen to the stage.
Yes. What have been nicknamed the devil's picture book?
We had this a while back. Playing cards.
Playing cards, absolutely.
It was a cowboy thing, wasn't it?
Something about cowboys.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
That's why you could have a dead man.
And saloons.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of Charles Dickens' first novel?
Dear Diary.
With a little bit of alliteration in this title, with the letter P.
Pickwick Papers.
The Pickwick Papers. I've never read. Have you read, Jim?
Years and years and years ago.
Okay, so do you remember what it's about or anything?
Well, I just remember Mr. Pickwick because he was this little rotund fellow with the big
Sounds
gut.
Sounds about right.
Like Socrates.
It was a kind or of a collection of stories.
Or Buddha. Mm-hmm.
What silent movie was the last appearance of Charlie Chaplin's Little Tramp?
Modern Times?
Modern Times was the name of the film.
Well done.
Oops.
Speaking of Modern Times, I think it's time for us to say goodbye. Professor Oljar?
Auf Wiedersehen.
Professor Maggio?
silence.
Professor Tubbs.
Sayonara.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Roach.
Until we meet again.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.